baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago.
Seven 20, Dame Neal, All-State Showcase Studio, in until 11 with the download. You listen to that song. We've all heard that song our entire lives, and it has the words, the Cubs are going to win today. And it used to be kind of a joke, right? But yeah. Now it seems to be...
They just keep winning.
The lyrics seem to make sense. To my right, Dino Tiberi. He is the preeminent Harry Carey channeler of this or any universe. And, of course, longtime guy when it comes to support and appreciation for the typically not so mighty, but this year and hopefully many years in the future, mighty, mighty Cubs. Dino, they're shockingly good.
Yeah, the last two nights have been really just fantastic. 16-0 with a no-hitter last night. They went again tonight 8-1.
It's crazy because in my mind, I had this, you know how, and of course you're a big NFL fan, and I'm sure there's many listeners who are, including myself as well. And in teams, you know, when they start to run up the score, even if they're in field goal range, they'll just punt it or they'll take a knee.
Run into a pile.
They want to run up the score. And, right. And the baseball equivalent of that happened where we're up 16-0 and there's well, we got a no-hitter going. Do we really need the no-hitter? There was just no chance. It just doesn't work that way in baseball.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Have the guy swing before the pitch gets there? You know, I guess you could do like you used to do when you were...
They could just pull Arrieta out.
Or just run into an out. You know, you run the bases and you get tagged out. You know, you weren't supposed to go to third, but oops, you went to third. Now you're thrown out.
I mean, in a gentlemanly way.
Right.
Like, hey...
You don't want to look like you're patronizing the other team, but I guess when you're up 16-0, I mean... It's just at that point, the only thing that was left was the drama of whether Jake was going to get his no-hitter and was anyone going to get injured in the game that was left.
It wasn't a perfect game, and he'd be the first one to come out and say that he didn't have necessarily his right stuff early on in the game. And then he had a bunch of walks. There were things that happened, but still, it's a no-hitter.
Yeah, and he walked four, struck out six, which is a down number. He usually is in double figures when he's... Really on. And to his own admission, he said he was sloppy in the bullpen before the game and during the game. And it took a couple of great plays, too, one by Brian at third base, another one by Rizzo, and just some solid play behind him defensively. Even after he gave up the walks, none of those came to hurt him. So, I mean, it was just a dominating performance, and it wasn't even his best performance. That's the scary part of the whole thing.
Hey, I was terrible today
in my no-hitter that we won 16-0.
Yeah, I mean, and you think about this, you try to put some context on it Cub-wise, and granted the Cubs don't have, you know, a ton of successful, great, really, right? You know, teams, players, championships, they don't have all that kind of stuff. But this is in a team that's been around a long time, has been playing a long time. This is the first time that there's been a Cub player right throw, I think, no-hitters in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah, it's never happened before. And right.
I mean, but it could happen next week. I mean, well, the guy's that good.
Hey, and his next start's against Milwaukee. So if there are any tickets left, make sure you get to the ballpark because you never know with this guy. I mean, he's got that kind of stuff every night. And even you know, having an off night, throws a no-hitter, you don't know what you're going to get next. I mean, his last 20, I think they said the last 20 games, or 21 games, he's 20-1 with some ridiculous ERA of like 0.5 something. It's ridiculous. I mean, who does that? No one. No one's done it in a long, long time.
312-981-7200. Listeners, if you know, you can text in, you can call in. And this is the thing, is a team that is so good and that has so many different things that are going well, you get a no-hitter. But it's also 16-0, right? And then you've got a great record there. But you have so many people stepping up and not, you know, you want to say that you're not your kind of the team photo of usual suspects of hitting, you know, because up until just the last couple games, thank you, Reds, you know, Rizzo and Bryant hadn't been hitting all that well, but you still saw people step up. But people can go ahead and text in and call in if you've got a Cub thought on whatever your observation is of the thing that is going right related to the Cubs. Because it's when they said Jake was really good, he was decent. I mean, he was pretty good the year before last. Last year, last half of the season, as good as it could ever get. And now they kind of said, hey, you know, you're not always going to have a year like that.
Right.
Because no one ever has.
Exactly.
And then here he is just picking up where he left off.
It's been really amazing. He comes out of the box 4-0. Lackey's 3-0. Hamill's 3-0. You know, that you're, you know, three of your starting pitchers are undefeated so far. And, you know, another quality start again tonight with, you know, in the Cubs rotation. I've had, like, I think of all the games, they've only had one game where Hendricks pitched that he didn't get in the sixth inning.
When you talk about the, you know, Arrieta going and getting a no-hitter, and that's wonderful for him. And obviously, but what it means is, and this is and kind of what you touched on, is that the whole pitching staff is just, everything's kind of working as planned. You know, no one's getting knocked out in the first inning and then having to stretch out. We're going to talk about all that stuff and more. Plus, we'll probably channel Harry Carey a little bit later on before maybe the 10 o'clock hour. It's Dane. We've got Dino Tiberi to my right in for Justin Kaufman on the download on 720 WGN.
Les effluves de rhum dans ta voix font tourner la tête.
720 WGN. You're thinking, where's the Cub connection there? And of course, Elif is doing a great job with all of the great bumper music. But that organ, that's a Gary Pressey organ right there.
Well, imagine that. I thought we were tying it back to former first baseman Pete LeCocq.
Well, right. It was his album. And of course, who does he want on organ?
Once Gary Pressey.
There you go. Right.
All right, Gary.
We're talking about the Cubs, the fact that they're, you know, shockingly good. 312-981-7200 for people to go ahead and text in your thoughts and maybe what you're so excited about as far as the Cubs. When it came to like last season, Dino, you and I sat in here and there was such an exuberance about the possibility, and this is right after they had beat the Cardinals in the playoffs, the possibility, which looked more possible than it would normally look, the possibility of the Cubs finally getting into the World Series. And now, are you seeing, as a guy who talks to Cub fans, is a Cub fan all day, every day, are you finding that even in this short period of time that Cub fans have been or become complacent, jaded, to where they're thinking, certainly, you know, we're still happy and everything is going great, but there's almost expecting, right, this team to be...
Everybody wrote it. I mean, the prognosticators, Cubs are going to the World Series.
Yeah,
Cubs,
but then Kyle Schwarber got hurt, and you're like, yeah, that's the Cubs I know. It's
right. They let us down again. No, you know, a lot of people are excited about it, and I'm optimistic about it this year. I really, you know, I'm normally a pessimist when it comes to that kind of stuff.
A realist, right?
Right. That's a better word, realist, because we've seen it all go south so fast. But this year I'm just along for the ride. I'm going to enjoy every game that they play because you don't know, I mean, how long it's taken to be this good when the way that they're winning these games. I mean, everybody's contributing. Even the guys aren't hitting, you know, like you were talking before the break about Rizzo and Bryant and some of the other guys. Hayward, you know, he's struggled. He's, you know, he's bad. It was batting right around 200 going into tonight. And, you know, he hasn't really done a whole lot with the bat, but he's made a couple great plays in the field. So it's all coming together. The bullpen's been solid. They're getting great hitting out of, you know, even the catching. You know, a guy like, you know, David Ross, who's going to retire at the end of the season. I mean, he looks like he's 10 years younger so far this season. He picked off a guy last night at first base. He hit a home run last night as well. You know, right now, I mean, it's April. So, you know, you got to almost temper it a little bit because they played so well in the first month. We're not even through the first month of the season. And, you know, every night it's like you are expecting them to win because everything right now is going right according to plan.
Talking with Andy Mazur on Sunday when I was in for Dean Richards, he mentioned something that's obviously true, is you can't necessarily win a pennant in April, but you can lose one.
Yeah.
Right? And even when you have a team like the last year's Cubs team where from, you know, they were pretty much the best team in baseball from the All-Star break, but they had dug such a hole that they never, ever really caught up. You know, it was one of those things where they were just so far behind. And that was one of the things, the mindset that the team had is get out to a good start. Do, you know, take every game by game. And that's wonderful as far as the managing of Joe Maddon and keeping their minds right. But I haven't seen a team where often, even when the Cubs are good, it's usually a pleasant surprise, right? It's right. Like, whoa, they're good.
Well, last year was a perfect example. Like you said, they started out slow. you know, and from June, once they started bringing these guys up for the minor leagues, it just kept giving them another shot, a boost, and they just rolled with that to the end of the season. If they had another week and a half, 2 weeks, they would have caught the Cardinals.
There's been times where you've had teams that have had good bats, maybe a couple good pitchers, but you never had the full complement of what it is, where they basically, and again, this is one of those situations where it's nice to have the smart guys, you know, supporting the team that you like, you know, to have Theo and Jed making good moves. And it looks like they just went in and almost over-addressed, like, where it's like, really, we can get that guy? Like, you didn't know that you had, you could do that, right?
Right.
You
well,
see
we
people on the shelf, and usually they're behind the counter up in a big glass case.
Right.
And then
do
you
not
get Jason,
touch.
Yeah, you get
know,
Jason
and,
Hayward.
And they don't get a shot. So, you know, they had a couple targets, and they hit every target that they were trying to get. They got Hayward. You know, they went and got Lackey, Zobrist. You know, it was just an overhaul in the offseason. And all these guys are contributing now, and it's really nice to see because, like, with the guys struggling, the stars struggling in the beginning, it was great to see the other guys pick them up. And now, you know, if they start getting these other bats going, look out. I mean, they're scoring, you know, they're averaging more runs than any team in the National League right now. So if you can continue to get the same kind of pitching you're getting, which, you know, you're going to have some rough spots during the season, obviously, but I think right now they're set up to really control their own destiny going all the way through here. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hate to get too crazy about
you're,
it,
but you're about to get crazy. I saw the eyes kind
of. Yeah,
I
was like, wow. You know, and again, they're playing the Reds right now, and the Reds aren't a great ball club. But you know, you got to play the games on your schedule, and if this helps your team get better with guys that have been struggling, then so be it.
The upside of this, especially in the wake of a Bulls-less.
They missed the playoffs.
No playoffs. So all the sports fans here in Chicago, especially the basketball fans, you know, they don't have, you know, local teams to cheer for. So it is nice to have, you know, baseball doing well, nice to have the Cubs doing well. And it also makes a lot of these games that are usually afterthoughts. You know, I find myself watching a lot of the different, you know, I'm watching every single game.
Right.
I watch some, you know, spring training games. And it's because, you know, when they're there and even the players win or lose, you know, they're not going to win all the games. It's just an exciting team to watch. I mean, the guys, the personalities are great, but also it's just a fun bunch.
Well, I'm finding I'm checking my phone to see when the Cubs, I have the whole schedule downloaded this year. So I'm looking to see when are they playing and what am I doing? I'm doing everything around when they're playing. And in the years past, when they were down, if I caught a game, you know, I would watch it, but you know, a couple innings, and then I didn't want to watch it anymore, I turned it off. But now it's like, you know, you're locked in, you're watching everything that's going on, and you know, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
It makes more games more interesting and also more important. And we had a texter in from the 708 mentioned that, hey, what about the White Sox? You know, the White Sox, I guess, got the first triple play of the year this year that just happened. I guess tonight, and you look at, I mean, they are playing really well.
Dane, sorry to interrupt,
oh,
but
sure.
You just mentioned the White Sox triple play, 9-3-2-6-2-5.
Sounds like something at the track, Rob. Wow.
That's a lot of people. You want everybody to touch the ball.
Yeah. Right fielder to the first baseman to the catcher to the shortstop, back to the catcher, back to the third base.
Good Lord.
There you go.
But, you know, they are playing well. There's no question about it that, you know, they got off to a hot start, too, and they had a couple of bumps on the road in between. But, heck, more, you know, that's great for Chicago.
Oh.
You know, both teams are playing well, and, you know, it's going to be a good season, it looks like, on both sides of town.
There was some serious apathy the last couple of years when they had the BP Cup or the, you know, the Crosstown Classic where they got together. There were times where you couldn't even give those tickets away, and usually those were kind of a hot ticket, but this year it's going to be a serious, at least if everything stays the way that it is, a playoff atmosphere. And the possibility, imagine this, Dino, of a crosstown series here in Chicago.
Wow. Yeah, that would be really beyond belief. I think it would be Armageddon. The next day, the world would end because, you know, the odds of that happening, I know it's happened in New York and, you know, and many years ago it happened, you know, with the Dodgers and some of the other teams and the Yankees back way back when, but you know, and it happened with the Mets and the Yankees in the early 2000s. But
so it could happen.
It could. I mean, a lot of things would have to happen in between, obviously. But If that did, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be absolutely awesome and would cement Chicago as the place to be sport-wise. We're going to take a break pretty soon. And when we come back, here's the thing, too. Great sports. Everyone is loving it, but also those great events. We met with Brady Lowe and Cashone 555. They're in town this week. Coming up next weekend is one of my absolute favorite Chicago events. Bacon Fest is coming up, and during the next break, we're going to talk with Seth Sur and the guys from Revolution Brewing. You ever had a Revolution?
I have, and it's not bad. I enjoyed it.
You're not alone, Dino, and we're going to take a break. Dane in for Justin on the Download 720 WGN. Oh, I love it. Is this Bjork?
No, it's Marina and the Diamonds.
Wow, now there's one of my favorite bands of all time.
720.
Marina and the Diamonds.
720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio, in for Justin in the Download for just a handful of minutes. And to my right for the last part of this program, talking Cubs and so many other hard-hitting news topics as well, has been Dino Tiberi. But he has a superpower, his very own superpower, to channel Cubs beloved and also Budweiser beloved icon Harry Caray.
Well, of course, for all you do, this Bud's for you, Dane. It's great to be down there on a beautiful Chicago night. A lot of people out walking around here in the Showcase Studio here at WGN. It's fantastic.
Well, it's nice. You were always a fan of not only Budweiser, but also people, right? You loved people. You loved getting out there. You loved kind of mingling and sharing what it is that you did and were excited about with the fans.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Whenever you went, there's always someone wanted to say hello or talk baseball or whatever it was. It doesn't even have to be about baseball. It's just about, as you said, the people. Without them, we're nothing, man. Without those type of situations that you encounter on the street with the everyday man, none of this happened.
One of the things that you loved and that people loved about you, other than all of the things, is those interactions. And oftentimes, people would find you out and about at maybe a bar or a club out there, imbibing and enjoying and kind of just mingling with the people.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, when you're done after a long nine-inning game plus of baseball, you just want to unwind and have a nice cold beverage of whatever it is, and kick back and relax. And so many other people are doing the same thing. It's only natural that we talk and get together and commiserate about what's going on in their lives.
Well, you could have a great beverage, but it's always good to have something in your hand to eat as well. And I got to give one more shout out, today, to the folks over at Do Right Donuts, Chef Jeff Mahan and Francis Brennan coming up. They do this thing called the Donut Collaborations. And once in, it's like every few weeks they'll do it. And they've done it with, Fitz and the Tantrums. They've done it with George Clooney. They've done it with Duff Goldman, a good friend who's also a baker, not only of donuts necessarily, but cakes. And so, and then now there's the Dane Tonomo German chocolate cake donut. It's one thing. That's always been
named after you, of course.
Well, I always loved, German chocolate cake. It was the thing I would ask for as a kid, and it was the birthday cake. My mom would make it for me, and I would enjoy it and still do to this day. And so the thought of taking all of that kind of traditional goodness and all those memories and packaging in what would be an awesome donut has been great. And they did it. So it's going to be there at DoRightDonuts.com. You can even order a donut, have it waiting for you, which is very nice. And you can go there. You can order, one, order 10, order a dozen, order however many you want before until they run out from now until May 12th.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. I just had a bite of it, Dane. And
what's your favorite part of it?
Well, all of it. It's very moist. It tastes very good. And, if you had a nice cold Budweiser to go with this, now you're talking.
Wow. Budweiser and a German
chocolate donut. Why not?
DoRightDonuts.com. Now, Harry, if you would think of some product that could have your name on it, that would really epitomize, exemplify what it is you were and what you did, what would it be? Other than, and don't just go straight for beer or whiskey or something, go for maybe like a product that could help people, like a Swiffer.
You could wipe your friends away with that, Dane. A Swiffer, that's an interesting concept. Well,
or anything, you know, because Harry had regular things he did, like, geez, he's swatting flies. I don't know.
Well, listen, I think he would have been a good fisherman because he would have had a ball. I used to use a ball net at the ballpark, too. Oh. You know, and I would catch those foul balls in the ball net. So maybe something along the lines of...
like a pocket fisherman.
Maybe Popeil pocket fisherman. Maybe you're right.
Harry Carey's...
Popeil pocket fisherman. Why not?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. that sounds good. Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate having you in as well. And, of course, all the guests that were a part of the program. I'm staying in for Justin on the download, 720 WGN.